what if it turns out to be his get out of jail free pass? It's his path to, people will see him as a martyr. He gets heat.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
He could become
president again.
He could become president anyway. Fareed, we either have the rule of law or we have no rule of law.
So truer words were never spoken. The man formerly known as John Stewart and Fried Zucchini of CNN. If his name were Fred Zachary and he were from Indiana, no one would listen to a word he had to say. But CNN, you know, it's the, you know, the rules. Check the boxes. Well, happy Monday to you and welcome. I hope that your weekend was as great as mine. It was great. And I hope it was better than this guy breaking into the daycare center in Texas to put on diapers and drink baby formula at the age of 65. I'm assuming almost everybody's weekend was better than that. Almost everybody. I shouldn't assume, you know, because you know how that goes, but... Yeah, the man breaking into daycare center, stealing diapers, pretends to be baby. He was arrested. What? That's against the law? He's from New York. This is why you Texas people and Florida people know they don't want New Yorkers moving there. Can't always articulate why. Well, it's pretty easy to do. But here's another example. Danielle Sealer. Excuse me, Daniel, but he likes to go by. Hang on a second. Because his name is Daniel Sealer, 65 years old, and he was arrested. He was running out of the back of the Inspire Learning and Child Care Center, and turns out he had left a note, a handwritten note, and $120. They left $120. He did because in the note he asked if the daycare center could provide him with adult-sized diapers. I think they make those, and adult-sized diapers, and asked the staff if they would play along. Play along. Well, what do you mean play along? That's pretty amazing stuff. That's a crazy, crazy guy here. And after receiving an alert that the security system had been activated, the director of the daycare center said she arrived at the center to find someone had gone through the children's diaper bin, sure, left another note and money. He likes writing notes and he likes leaving money because there's nothing wrong with him. The director said the note included sizes, he left instructions for them. Sizes for pants, shoes, bras, and dresses. See, right? With the man indicating that he liked to play a baby girl, and he called himself Baby Danielle. See, his name is Daniel, but he likes to go by Baby Danielle, and he left a note. And these are the bras I would like to wear. And, you know, here's the funny thing about this. This is pretty typical for... Democrat at this point, isn't it? And if you're at all critical, then you're a bigot of some kind. It's because now mentally ill people are a protected class along with so many others. Isn't that amazing? Yes, sir. That's your Democrat Party. And so police arrested him. They put the handcuffs on him. He seemed to like it. All they could say about him is that he's from New York and he's a Democrat. Those are the only two facts that could be shared about him. That's pretty amazing stuff. They love something. I don't know what they love, but it's pretty crazy. Oh, we got John Kerry today, too. He's an apocalyptic doomsayer, like so many. Katie Porter, the Democrat congresswoman from California. The earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon and all that good stuff. These people. And, of course, the New York Times with their big story, the case for sleeping with stuffed animals as an adult, because the writer in the New York Times didn't feel safe during the Wuhan Red Death, started sleeping with child's toys again, stuffed animals, because, as you know, they're not well. Also an amazing story out of California before I get into the news from yesterday on President Trump and Face the Meat and the other one? Got Face the Meat and Meet the Face, Face the Nation and Meet the Press, and MSDNC, because, you know, Waco, white supremacy, something like that. Just crazy. our media. But the Los Angeles Times has kind of, you know, they've had big snow in California. I told you my brother was going snowboarding up at Big Bear. He couldn't wait. He's having a great time snowboarding because they got a lot of snow. It happens from time. They have mountains there, you know, and it snows. But the Los Angeles Times has a column by George Skelton. Newsom, he's the governor there. He's a hair gel model. Newsom denies the obvious. Colon. They love their colons. California is no longer in drought. They keep debating this because global warming and climate change and everything. And Sacramento is the dateline. Governor Gavin Newsom came close but couldn't quite bring himself to say it. Colon. They love their colons. The drought is over. They've been having a drought there. California is in the desert, by the way. It's a desert. All that green stuff there, that was brought in from elsewhere. That's all. That's not, most of it is not indigenous. It disappear, it, listen to the guy George Skelton. It's disappointing when a governor won't acknowledge what ordinary citizens already know because they can see for themselves. Another drought will emerge soon enough. It always does. It's the California pattern, climate change or not. And George Skelton goes on to say, you know, they got so much snow in some instances, in some locations, they say a record amount of snow. And the skiing is good, and you'll be able to ski through June, and it's and snowboard if you prefer, and it's great stuff. And they don't see it as good. They see it as bad because everything is bad. Snow in the mountains in the wintertime is bad. A record amount of snow is bad. It's bad news. It's more proof of global warming and climate change. Yesterday, it was like 78 degrees or something in Washington, D.C. It was a sunny, beautiful day. I went out and hiked about 6 miles. It was great. It was good. Democrats are disappointed when they see a nice day. They honestly are. They don't like snow, and they don't like the sun. They don't like nice weather. Well, it's not seasonal. You should probably open a vein and pump it full of fentanyl. I'm thinking, do a Frankie Five Angels in the bathtub, and don't call anybody, okay? Because honestly, you people are nuts. But the beautiful day yesterday, lots of people were out in Washington, D.C. because the weather was so beautiful. Hey, spring is in the air. And if you're a lefty, you have to be angry that it's a nice day. That's how crazy the party is and how crazy they've made millions and millions of people across the country. And they go online, look at what they say. Oh, it's not, it's global warming, it's climate change, it's too hot, it's too early, it's too this, it's too that. And they're angry about it because they're just like Katie Porter's 9-year-old daughter who said the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. And then when asked how she feels about that, she says she feels angry because this is what the Democrats are teaching school children, that and gender confusion. But you know the audio of Katie Porter and her 9-year-old daughter, who is honestly bound for Jonestown. She's headed on the Jonestown Express, I think. All right. So enough of Democrats dressing as babies and sleeping with stuffed animals and breaking into daycare centers. And let's get back to Democrats burning Catholic churches, which they do a lot of too, because they love that abortion so much, don't they? Yes, they do. But let's get to, honestly, to President Trump and all that happened over the weekend. The president held a rally in Waco, Texas. So now the Democrats, that means the media, have declared Waco, Texas to be like the birthplace of white supremacy or something. And that's why Donald Trump went to Waco. It's the only thing it's known for is the Branch Davidians, where the FBI burned to death 70-some-odd people, but who's counting? I think mostly women and children, but that's okay. That was an early demonstration of the direction that the FBI would be taking later. But here's one headline. Trump promises, quote, potential death and destruction, end quote, if he's indicted. I saw that and I said, he didn't really say that, did he? And then I went and I looked and it turned out he did. And I said, well, you know, you're just giving your political enemies the arrows with which to shoot you. You do understand that. In the middle of the night, Donald Trump expressed his unhappiness at the prospect of being criminally charged with using campaign funds to pay hush money. Wasn't campaign funds. to porn actor. She's not a man, man. Stormy Daniels, it's one thing we're pretty sure of, I think. But referring to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, Trump posted to Truth Social. He said, what kind of person can charge another person, in this case a former president of the United States, who got more votes than any sitting president in history, and leading candidate by far for the Republican nomination, with a crime when it is known by all that no crime has been committed? Also, that potential death and destruction in such a false charge could be catastrophic for our country! Exclamation mark, question mark. Why and who would do such a thing? Only a degenerate psychopath that truly hates the USA. Now, I mean, it's a, he doesn't have a social media advisor. I think that that's been well established. And the New York Times naturally went after him. Since then, they talk about the threats last week that President Trump was going to be arrested on Tuesday. And the New York Times naturally attacked him. And Maggie Haberman, who does not engage in fundamental Western grooming habits, showering and shampooing and things like that. Trump raised the threat of potential death and destruction, in quotation marks. If he's charged by the Manhattan District Attorney, as expected, in a social media post sometime after 1 a.m. Now, but wait a minute. The New York Times, and Maggie doesn't shower Haberman, says that as the attorney, as expected, if you know, if he's charged as expected. Well, that's not what Chunk Todd said yesterday, is it? Chunk said very much the opposite. But let's go to Chunk. Let's go to Chunk and go to Meet the Press. He is, of course, a former Democrat Senate campaign staffer. His wife runs a Democrat political organization, has taken in millions and millions of dollars from the Bernie Sanders campaign or campaigns alone. Here's Chunk Todd yesterday, Democrat Party shill.
I want to start with this issue of violence. I mean, the former president, Peggy, you know, he is doing it again. However you want to look at it, he's doing it again. Yeah. And it's really kind of ugly. Let me play some of the stuff that he said, particularly this first bite.
Then they go to the soundbite, but they don't have it because they're also technically
all right.
All right, we don't have that. And he's going to Peggy Noonan. Now, you know, and nobody says, well, you know, Chunk, the Democrats had hundreds and hundreds of riots and billions in damage and thousands of police injured and the fires and the all of the arson and the looting and all that. And, you know, you guys normalized mob street political violence long before January 6th. How many times did they mention January 6th yesterday?
Nine times
yesterday they mentioned January 6th. And Chunk, he wants to know why, you know, I guess the left isn't angrier, you know, out there setting fire to things and sacking Louis Vuitton stores.
Forget the legal debate here. Why isn't there more outrage about this?
He wants more outrage. See, that's what he wants, because outrage is what they want. Because, you know, how many hundreds of riots, thousands of businesses, thousands of injured police, literally and literally. Billions in property damage, literally. And I use the word literally as well. But none of that, they just wipe their slate clean every day. Like this guy in the diapers at the leaves his bra size and cash on the nightstand in the baby place. Democrats, you know how they are. You know, I like to tell the truth, and I like to offer solutions. Well, if you have high blood pressure, and who doesn't at this point? Maybe you know somebody who does. I want to tell you about some friends of mine, 120 Life. 120 Life, they're a Chicago-based company. I'm a Chicago-based company. They developed a juice drink that can help you lower your blood pressure naturally. 120 Life, natural juice drink made from pomegranates, tart cherries, cranberries, hibiscus, beetroot, magnesium, can help lower blood pressure without side effects, and do it naturally. Listen, I'm doing it. I love it. It's tasty, and, you know, it's good stuff. Look up what all those things do for your blood pressure. It's a, hey, why didn't I think of this, you know? It helps keep me energized, helps keep my blood pressure in check, and the truth is there are easy and natural ways to keep your blood pressure in check. One of them is 120 Life. So check it out and tell them Chris Plant sent you. Visit 120life.com. That's 120life.com. You can order a 2-week trial pack of their juice drink. They've got a money-back guarantee, too. You can use the code Chris to save 15% because you hang with me. It's the natural approach to blood pressure management. Visit 120life.com today and start seeing the benefits in just 2 weeks. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Yeah, we've got a chunk. Yeah, why isn't there more outrage? That's what we need from the left, Chuck. More outrage. You know what we're lacking in the United States? Outrage from the left, Chunk. He's inciting violence here, isn't he? Calling for more outrage. Remember when Kamala was raising bail money for the criminals attacking the cops, burning and looting cities? And she recommended that people donate to these bail funds to get them back on the street to loot again.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Ah, yes. That was Ayanna Pressley as we were going to break there, saying that what is there needs to be violence in the streets as long as there's violence in their hearts or rage or whatever it is in the streets, because, you know, the left is the party. You know, we were just this morning there. Video of more riots going on in Israel and fires in the streets because the left hates Benjamin Netanyahu. In fact, they're having anti-Israel rallies at campuses all across America coming up because the left is anti-Israel. At, you know, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and the rest. Oh, we have an AOC soundbite today, too. She's a bright one, isn't she? And media star, Democrat Party, all of that. But the riots in Israel and the violence and mobs and their fires burning in the streets. And we just saw that in not just Paris, but all across France, because they want to raise the retirement age by 2 years because they're going to bankrupt the system, which is what the socialists set out to do everywhere. And I was telling Michael Piercy, these are, you know, these images of the riots in Israel, the riots in France. We used to laugh at that in the United States of America and say, well, you know, good thing we live in the United States of America where we don't have radical groups that schedule riots across the country to burn things. But now we have that in the United States, and it's the Democrat Party and their affiliates, not just Antifa, a radical terrorist group founded in Germany in the 1930s. Now the Democrat Party's black shirts, you know, that was the Mussolini thugs. We got a little Mussolini coming up for you today because, you know, because the news media, they're vicious partisan Democrats. I'll demonstrate this.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
All right, we've got a bunch more media audio and President Trump audio from the event that President Trump held in Waco, Texas, which the media is now telling us that Waco, Texas is like the birthplace of Benito Mussolini. And fascists make pilgrimages there. This is the, they just make stuff up. And then I think they end up believing it themselves because they're that dumb and that dishonest. Let's go to the telephones, though, because we've got someone on the line that was actually at the President Trump rally in Waco, Texas. Let's go to Mike calling from Houston, Texas. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. Welcome.
Well, you know, yeah, we took a little trip Saturday, went up there and hung out. Had a really good time.
That's good. I would expect no less.
Well, yeah, it's Texas, baby. You know, come on. Oh, we're all about fun.
So tell me, you were,
everybody hates us.
You were, yeah, because you're having a good time, because you're happy and smiling, and preserve your rights, and you can break away from the Republic at any time, which is kind of fun too. So you and who else? You family members go with you? Friends go with you to the Trump rally in Waco?
No, believe it or not, actually, I am kind of an independent voter, but I've met up with some friends just purely by chance, believe it or not, at a dog park that are libertarians. So about six of us went up there. I'm not a libertarian, but they are. But we had fun. They're good folks, you know. And actually, believe it or not, the week before we went to San Antonio and we participated in a protest right across from the Alamo. There's a land commissioner in Texas that when she got elected said that she was totally against eminent domain. Well, guess what? She used eminent domain on this property right across from the Alamo so they can build a huge theater-type complex. And they're destroying businesses. They're destroying a guy's bar. That's why we went there.
Okay. Well, yeah, and they don't like the Alamo either. But let's get back to the President Trump rally Saturday in Waco. You said you had a great time, and it was a lot of fun. And how do you think President Trump did?
Well, you know, Chris, I think he did good. The one thing that really stuck to me and everybody really loved was when he made the point about term limits. Okay. And when he said that, boy, everybody just about went crazy. But, you know, there were some spots, I hate to say, because I do like 45. I think he is going to be the greatest president that ever got elected, and I'm not just saying that, but he kind of went flat in a few spots because, you know, of all the rallies that he's done, there were just spots that, you know, it was like he was just checking boxes. I've heard the same thing. You know, he said it without much passion in places, and then that kind of flattened it. And you know, the thing about Ron DeSantis, I don't think it was near what the news is trying to say about how everybody went, you know, totally quiet. We all, oh, geez, we were against that. No. Most of the people that I know here in Texas, they look at Ron DeSantis not as the president, our next president. Do you get what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. You know, maybe this isn't, maybe not this time around, but you're keeping him on the shelf there because he may be the next guy.
It's not keeping him on the shelf, Chris. You know, he's done great things in Florida, and he's still got a lot more to do, you know. And, I don't think he wants to run because he knows that would be a distraction. You know, from what he got elected to do.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen next. I'll tell you that much, Mike. The world is so mad that by the close of business today, we could be living in a different country altogether because of the way things are going right now. Now, President Trump, he infuriated the media over the weekend with some of the things that he said really on social media, and he posted a photograph of himself with a baseball bat and this Alvin Bragg prosecutor in New York in the frame next to him. And they got going crazy. And, you know, the media doing their usual thing. Oh, no, it's fascism. He's inciting violence. And again, we just played a Democrat member of Congress. Play it again, because this is regular rhetoric from them. You remember Kamala Harris Raising funny, asking people to donate money to the bail funds.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
Now, if President Trump had said that on Saturday, the news media would be focusing on that and going crazy. And of course, we've got Democrats saying things like that all over the place for years and years. And we've got hundreds and hundreds of instances of mob political violence in the streets of American cities from coast to coast. And somehow, well, you know, somehow we all know what the somehow is. The media just sweeps it under the rug and pays no attention to it and acts like it was righteous because St. George of Floyd was the hero for a generation. It's an amazing thing. Well, Mike, I'm glad you had fun at the Trump rally, Waco, on Monday. Now, did you know, you're a Texas guy. The news media is saying Waco is a hotbed of white supremacy and fascism or something. Is that true, Mike?
Well, okay. You know, if you want to look at the historical aspect of the Ku Klux Klan and, you know, what happened in the early part of the 20th century, yeah, it doesn't exist there now. The only thing that exists is you know, the memory of Janet Reno murdering
that's what Waco's and that's mostly what they're talking about. I mean, look, the Klan in the Democrat states and in you know, in Georgia, and you know, the Democrats standing in schoolhouse doors and Joe Biden hanging out with Senator Robert Byrd and all that. But the Democrats, they love living in the past and centuries gone by. And of course, if we want to look at the history of racism in America, it's the history of the Democrat Party, just by the way. Mike, thank you for checking in. Let's get back to the audio here because we've got a bunch of it. And if I don't start getting to it, we're not going to get to it. So you had Chunk Todd, Anna Presley there saying, you know, rage in her hearts, rage in the streets. And the thing is, they're mentally ill and they're going to be filled with rage forever. So there is no end to the rage of the left and to the violence of the left. Everyone who's been paying attention knows that, I hope. And then they went to Chunk Todd, went to Peggy Noonan, who is an anti-Trump Republican, why she's a columnist, which is why she's invited on. And you know, because if you're a Republican and a commentator, a speaker, and you want to be on network TV, all you have to do is be anti-Trump and you'll be invited on. And that's the case with Peggy Noonan. So talking about President Trump and posting the picture, which I've got to say didn't look like a good political move to me, of President Trump with a baseball bat from an event that was held at the White House when he was president. That's when the photograph is from. Next to, in the same frame, side by side, a picture of the Democrat, radical, extremist, Soros prosecutor in New York, Alvin Bragg. And that really got him spun up on Chunk's little TV show yesterday.
I wonder lately if people have become a little desensitized in this area with Donald Trump because they're so used to it. There's also, I think there has been a sense this week that you look at what he's doing, posing with a baseball bat, saying there may be violence, all this stuff. You look and you think, is this strategy or a public nervous breakdown?
Mm-hmm.
You actually are not sure.
I'm not sure.
Of which.
Chunk's not
look,
sure.
I think, speaking in terms of tacky politics, he's trying to nail down and excite his base. Looks like he succeeded. Waco looked last night like he succeeded.
Waco. See, it's Waco, and they're turning Waco into something that it's not. It's true, there was Janet Reno crawling up to the compound of the Branch Davidians with a can of gasoline and a Zippo lighter and torturing the place, and the Democrats applauding it. That was a terrible event in American history, and it was wrongheaded. And then they go to this radical Cornel West, who has funny hair, and he hates America, and white people, but he works for the, you know, for the man, for Mr. Charlie, for Whitey, and he, you know, but he peddles the message of the far left.
Cornell, I'm actually with Peggy on this. I'm not sure if he's having a nervous breakdown.
That's a shock.
If he thinks this is good politics, or if this is his campaign strategist going, let's make lemonade.
Well, either way, it's a dangerous place. And I do have the quote talking about the district attorney. He's a Soros-backed animal, yeah. Right? And so that's a classic anti-Semitism racist trope. And look, I think it's my job part-time here to call out dog whistles. Chuck, that's a racist bullhorn, yeah. And it's inciting violence.
Racist
and
bullhorn.
And you already see the district attorney is under tremendous threats of violence right now. It's dangerous, and that we don't have more Republicans calling it out is really, really troublesome.
It's dangerous. It's troublesome. It's a racist bullhorn. Saying he's a Soros guy is and it's anti-Semitism. And never mind that the Democrats are having anti-Israel rallies on college campuses all over the country. Upcoming. Never mind that. Never mind the multiple anti-Semitic attacks in New York City, primarily, in Maryland as well. And, you know, they'd really love to catch a Republican somewhere doing this, but they can't. And all the videos seem to be young black males perpetrating these anti-Semitic attacks. But you remember the pull handle at for the garage door at the NASCAR event, everything is racist to them. Now this guy, he sees racists in every woodpile, and that's his job. And saying that he's Soros-backed is somehow, because George Soros is Jewish, you can't mention George Soros. He spends hundreds of millions of dollars getting people elected in the strangest places to the strangest jobs, prosecutors, and then crime skyrockets because they keep putting criminals back on the street. And if you say, hey, there's connective tissue here, look at this, these Soros-backed prosecutors, everywhere you look, lead to more crime, more murder, disproportionately impacting people of color, and then these race baiters come out and call you an anti-Semite while simultaneously having anti-Israel rallies at college campuses all over America. Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is. But they call you an anti-Semite. Now, as you know, look, targeted and unsafe. Universities across the country are holding, quote, Israel Apartheid Week. This is coming up, Israel Apartheid Week, that the Democrats, the Daily Caller, has the story. University student groups across the country are hosting anti-Israel, Israel Apartheid Week. You know, South Africa, it has to be crushed. And they call it IAW because they have to abbreviate every, hey, what are you doing for IAW? They'll have IAW shirts and stuff. Remember at Berkeley, UC Berkeley, not too long ago when they had the students set up a table on campus with a Palestinian flag, a big old, and handing out dressed like Palestinians. And all the students came over and cooed and wanted pictures taken with them and stuff. The next day, the same student showed up at a banquet table in the same place with an Israeli flag and pro-Israeli stuff. They had people spitting on them and threatening them and throwing things at them because they teach anti-Semitism on college campuses. And they've got upcoming to raise awareness of Israeli apartheid and to mobilize support for strategic BDS campaigns, you know, boycott and destroy Israel Day. It's just amazing, the BDS movement is anti-Israel, which is anti-Semitic. There's only one Jewish country. So the BDS campaigns to help bring an end to this systemic oppression. It's systemic oppression. You know, never mind that Hamas has dedicated itself to the total destruction of the state of Israel and to drive the Jews into the sea. Never mind that. But their boycott, divestment, and sanctions from Israel, now that's anti-Israel. Now that's anti-Semitism, and that's the Democrat Party. Now, shall we go to Ilhan Omar and to Rashida Tlaib? And it's all about the Benjamins. It's all about, oh, the Jews just want the money. That's the Democrat Party. That's very much in the mainstream, and it's out in the light of day. And on college campuses all across the country, because Democrats, and honestly, that's where the anti-Semitism is coming from in the United States and in other Western countries, just by the way. Man, oh man. That's crazy. Oh, oh, oh. Was it Cornell Belcher? And not, yeah, it was Cornell Belcher. My apologies. That's right. One Cornell racist is as good as another. You know that you can purify the air in your home and get healthy, clean, fresh-smelling air, eliminate odors, kill mold, spores, mildew, bacteria, and viruses? Because the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology, which naturally sends out O3 molecules into the air, which seeks out and destroys air pollutants in your home, in your office, and it destroys them. Doesn't mask or cover up bad odors like a spray can. It eliminates them. It's called the thunderstorm because it purifies the air in your home and provides you with pure, fresh air, just like after a thunderstorm. And right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. Share one with a family member. Use one at the office. You'll get 3 units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for more than $600 each. You can put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, any place you like to breathe clean, fresh air. And with a special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code Chris to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris, and shipping is free. Yeah, sorry, the, Democrat, Uncle Tom race pimps for the Democrat Party. They do blend together over time, don't they? We are at 888-630-9625. More media Democrats, but I repeat myself.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Ah, yes. I've got much more audio for you. Chunk Todd lying about President Trump lying when President Trump didn't lie, but Chunk Todd did lie. Our amazing media. What should we do with them? And President Trump's lawyer, Joe Tacopine, on Face the Meat with Chunk yesterday. Amazing stuff. And then we're going to go to Face the Nation, where they do the same thing, but on a different channel. It's really good to be a Democrat, isn't it? And I'm still marveling at the nationwide campus boycott, divest, and sanction Israel rallies that are planned, being anti-Israel. Now, a pretty simple question for the ages has always been, would you rather be an Arab Muslim living in Israel or a Jew living in any Arab Muslim country? Interesting. But the Democrats know who the bad guys are, and it's the Jews. It's all about the Benjamins. They, nice beaches in Tel Aviv. You're going to find a lot of nice beaches in the Arab Muslim world. That's a for sure. They got some issues. But that's a good one. And I love the story about the trans woman. This is a Democrat. At John F. Kennedy International Airport, protesting after the guy pretending to be a woman says that a TSA agent hit her testicles. Her testicles. That's kind of all you need to know about the Democrat Party right there. Party of science.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.